Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Democratic Party is shaking up the order in which states hold their presidential nominating contests. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, it's likely that Iowa will lose its decades-long status as the first contest in the nation.
The Rules and Bylaws Committee of the DNC is meeting to discuss and vote on a recommendation of a handful of states to hold their primaries in the early window in 2024, ahead of Super Tuesday in March. States that move to the top of the lineup will get a boost in political power, not to mention the economic advantages of having campaigns set up shop ahead of elections. There's been concern among some Democrats in recent years that Iowa is not racially representative of the Democratic Party. The committee heard pitches from 17 states over the summer and is weighing factors like demographic diversity and competitiveness in a general election. Once the committee makes its decision, it will send its recommendation to the full DNC for a vote in January. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has joined the House and voted to impose a contract on freight rail workers. The legislation would outlaw any potential strike action. The bill now heads for President Biden's desk. It does not include any provision for sick days. Workers have been demanding this. The House passed a measure giving the workers 7 days of sick leave a year, but the Senate rejected that. President Biden rolled out the red carpet at the White House last night. He held his first state dinner honoring French President Emmanuel Macron. At the dinner, Biden toasted the French leader and the French First Lady.
To President Macron and his wife Brigitte, to France, ladies and gentlemen, to the history that binds us and the values that still unite us, and to the future we're going to forge together.
The relationship between France and the U.S. has been tense after the U.S. clinched a deal last year to sell nuclear submarines to Australia. That deal torpedoed a key arrangement Australia had to buy diesel-powered subs from France. A monthly tally of new jobs out this morning is expected to show some slowdown in the pace of hiring last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports construction and manufacturing jobs could show the effects of rising interest rates.
Forecasters think U.S. employers added somewhere around 200,000 jobs last month. That would be a downshift from October's gains, but still a respectable increase. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at a low 3.7%. Some industries that could see a marked slowdown include construction and manufacturing. Those tend to be particularly sensitive to rising interest rates. The Federal Reserve has been aggressively boosting borrowing costs in an effort to curb inflation. A survey of factory managers released on Thursday showed factory activity shrank in November for the first time in nearly 2.5 years. Some factories have resorted to layoffs, but job cuts in the broader economy are still rare. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The House panel investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol last year will meet today behind closed doors. Members are considering potential criminal referrals of former President Donald Trump and others. Trump has defied a subpoena to speak to the panel and filed a lawsuit to block his testimony. Drug overdose deaths have dropped slightly in the U.S. That's according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the latest surveys show some states are still seeing sharp increases in drug deaths. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
For the third month in a row, preliminary data from the CDC shows total drug deaths in a 12-month period dropping from a peak of 110,000 down to roughly 107,000 deaths. That's still devastatingly high, but it reflects gradual improvement and reverses a trend over the last 2 years when fatal overdoses rose fast. The Biden administration will hold a press conference later today where health officials are expected to describe these numbers as significant progress. But the data shows improvements are uneven. Some states, including Maryland and West Virginia, have seen fewer deaths, while other states, including New Hampshire and Oklahoma, are suffering more fatal overdoses than ever before. Brian Mann, NPR News.
A federal judge in Oregon will hear arguments today challenging the state's new law on gun safety regulations. This was passed by Oregon voters. A gun rights group says the regulations violate the Constitution's Second Amendment. The Oregon rules require gun buyers to get a permit before purchasing a firearm. They also banned magazines with more than 10 rounds in them. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.